Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating immediate medical needs. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway in Carbondale.
Good morning. It's the 28th day of October, and on your WSIU Almanac. On this day in 1965, the 630-foot-tall Gateway Arch was completed. And in 1988, on this day, one of the co-founders of Microsoft, Paul Allen, gave a $10 million donation to the University of Washington Library. Locally, tomorrow there's a memoir writing workshop in Carterville at the Ann West Lindsay District Library starting at 1 p.m. And in the night sky, even though we're closing in on November, if you look overhead, you can still see a warm weather formation. Here is Cheryl Ernst with the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois.
Our summer triangle remains overhead as the sky darkens, and the Milky Way still hangs in the southwest, issuing forth from the teapot Saturn of Sagittarius, the Archer, as it sinks toward the southwest horizon.
And where can you find our neighboring planets?
Low in the southwest as night falls is the glittering planet Venus, with Jupiter having crossed over into the morning sky. Venus has the western sky much to itself at sunset in October. By October 27th, Venus will lie just below Saturn and Scorpius. The remaining planets are visible in the evening sky in October, but are below naked eye visibility from near any kind of city lights. Uranus, the brightest, can be seen with binoculars among the stars of Pisces. Dimmer Neptune lurks in southern Aquarius.
And that's your October 28th WSIU Almanac. Have a good weekend. Good Friday morning. I'm Kevin Boucher with your WSIU Almanac. On this day in 1919, it became illegal to enjoy a cold one as the Volstead Act was passed by the U.S. Congress. Prohibition thus became the law of the land. Tomorrow's a big day in Centralia. The 9th annual Centralia Halloween Parade and Fall Festival gets underway. Among the activities, a chili cook-off, a best-dressed pet contest, and there's also a car show and a craft fair. Now, the Children's Halloween Parade starts at 11:30 tomorrow morning, and then the 90th Annual Centralia Halloween Parade starts at 7 tomorrow night. And you can see their flyer on our website. In Carbondale, the Saluki Food Pantry reminds SIU students that you can visit once a month with a student ID and receive free food and basic toiletry items. Now, if you would like to make a donation to the food pantry, they'll accept any kind of canned or packaged food that do not need to be refrigerated. The brand new Saluki Food Pantry is in the lower level of the SIUC Student Center. Also in Carbondale, the 4th annual Carbondale Pumpkin Race is tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Mill Street Underpass. The pumpkin race near the SIU campus is presented by the Rotary Club of Carbondale, the Breakfast Group, Carbondale Main Street, and the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce. All proceeds from the race benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale. And that's your Friday WSIU Almanac. Have a good Friday and a great weekend.